generations living there. There's a lot of chronic disease problems and a suicide rate about 5 times higher than normal. Life expectancy is about 20 years less than for the mainstream Australian population. There's a lot of overcrowding, I guess.
Johnson, was the community wanting help at that time? Did you know you needed help?
Yes.
So Denise, what were some of the first things you did when you started working with the community?
I went to the community with the government champion, Jim Varghese, who's the Director General of Primary Industries and Fisheries now. And we started talking with the community, and at that stage the council said that we weren't very welcome, and I understand why. It was like there was perhaps another initiative that was coming from outside that hadn't really engaged the community. But the government champion said to the community, I'll work with you, but you need to know what your priorities are. And then the community said, well, we don't have a plan, and asked if I would come and help work with them to develop a plan to get their priorities really clear.
How did you do that? How did you jointly develop a plan?
I did lots of listening. I'm still on a very big learning curve. People have been very generous with their time and their respect. So I just had to listen, and do a lot of checking and translating. We never actually ran any direct workshops around the community plan. I just tapped into the things that were happening in the community and then got lots of mentoring advice from Johnson, from the council, from the CEO, Peter Buckland, and from other elders.
Well, what improvements have you worked to implement in the community? How does it differ now than it did 5 years ago?
It's created more jobs in the community. Kids are turning up to school. The community are a lot better than what 5 years ago.
Denise, in your mind, you talked about those suicide levels. I think you said 5 times the average. The housing issue, how have they changed?
Well, one of the priorities that the council has had and has worked closely with the Department of Housing is to build more houses in the community. And the very exciting thing about that is not only is it reducing overcrowding, but for the first time, our local young men are working and being mentored by tradesmen to learn how to build the houses. So it's actually created employment, which is a very good thing because it's created pride, more jobs, and more skills in the community that then can go on to other areas and other buildings in the community.
My guests this morning are Johnson Chippendale, the Mayor of Lockhart River, and Denise Hagen, who's been living in Lockhart River, working with the locals for the past 4 years. Denise, what impact does alcohol have in Lockhart River?
Alcohol is quite an issue in the community. One of the things that the Department of Communities and the Council have been working on is having a lot more drug and alcohol free activities and things for people to do. And in fact, the council community development area, which we worked in partnership to establish in the last 4 months, has just run activities where there's been 3,500 people participate. And I guess it's one of the best results out of that was over the Christmas holidays, generally when we tend to have a lot of crime and problems because it's the wet season and people can't get out of the town. And there's no indoor sporting facilities or there's not a lot to do. And this year, over Christmas, New Year, there were no break-ins at all, no suicides, no riots. And that's the first time in the 5 years that I've certainly been working with the community.
You two have seemed to have developed a really great working relationship. How do you help motivate each other?
Johnson's handing that one to me.
I'll come to you in a moment, Johnson.
Well, I guess we don't always agree on things, but we've developed a productive partnership where we have a shared idea of where the department and the community can work well together.
Johnson, did you know you could be a leader?
No.
Has Denise shown you how to do that?
I guess back at year 2000 when government champion had been appointed to each community, that's when I first met Denise.
Has the community, Denise, responded to the plan you came up with together?
Yes, it's used very much by the council and leaders in meetings with government and other organisations. And one of the really lovely things that I love is that the plan is full of photos of really positive things happening in the community, because there are lots of positive things. And the kids love the plan, and if there's visitors, they pick up the plan and show them and go, this is my country, this is my auntie, this is me. And I think that's a really good thing for the future, that children are also owning the plan, and that the plan is used by the leaders in the community.
What have you learned from your time in Lockhart River?
Oh, I've learned so much. I think, and I'm still on a very big learning curve. I really had very little to do with traditional Aboriginal culture. I feel very privileged to live where I do. It's very challenging, but people have a lot of traditional ways and have been very generous in teaching me about those ways, because it does affect all sorts of things, and about who you communicate with and how you do that, and what's appropriate for respect in that culture.
Johnson, what's been your proudest moment in the past couple of years?
Well, the first time in the history of Lockhart that people are feeling proud of this community plan, that it was driven by the community and it's for the community. You know, we want to thank the state and the Australian government for their support with the partnership in making this a reality to our community.
Are you both hopeful that the work that you've been a part of can be applied to other remote Indigenous communities? What does it take, Denise, for that to happen?
I think already Lockhart has inspired other communities, and in fact this community plan has been used to inspire African leaders who are immigrants to Australia, and other communities have seen your people living and working in the communities, and Lockhart was the first community. So I think already those things are being noticed and are flowing out to other communities.
Well, congratulations and the best of luck to both of you. Thank you, Johnson. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you very much. And I'd just like to say thank you to my department and to the Government Champion for the support that they give for this innovation.
Denise Hagen, the Executive Director of the Office for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership. She's currently based in Lockhart River. And Johnson Chippendale, the Mayor of Lockhart River. 1300 222 612 is